Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good friend Stephanie Vance back on the show. Stephanie has been a member of our Brain Trust since the year 2000. For over 12 years, she's been joining us to talk to us about not just politics, but the whole environment around politics. She's been helping us understand how to communicate with Congress. She's done that a lot over the years using her book, How to Communicate with Congress, Government by the People. She has a new book out called The Influence Game, and she's a former lobbyist, it says here, and I'm going to ask her about that in a minute, but now she spends her time training people how to get their message across, how to have effective influence. She's our good friend, Stephanie Vance. Welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be back on.
Always a pleasure to have you back, Stephanie. We've missed you. Now, when it says former lobbyist, is that like, if you're a former lobbyist, is that like kind of like being an alcoholic? If isn't it kind of like that? You know, once you're an alcoholic, you're not really ever not a former alcoholic. So you're really kind of a, am I right about that?
Yeah, it's sort of a 12-step program to get off the lobbying.
Hey, Stephanie,
but,
congratulations.
Yeah, you can never escape it.
You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave, right?
Just like the Eagles, yep.
The influence game and 50 insider tactics, and it's all about having influence for the right reasons, right?
Well, absolutely. You know, I have the controversial opinion that you can, even in Washington, D.C., people are influential and they lobby without being unethical or manipulative or bribing
what?
People. So it's a very short book, but
well,
the techniques will actually work.
Well, you know, you're right, and I'm glad to hear you say that, but the joke is one that's valid, because out here on Main Street, Stephanie, we get the feeling that what you just said is really not likely in Washington. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I understand that, and you know, I think a lot of it is if you see what you know, what stories are relayed in the media, not you, of course, but
mm-hmm.
others. You know, that sometimes it obviously is going to focus on all of the terrible things. I mean, you know, an elected media isn't going to say, "Ooh, elected official does good thing." I mean, that's
right.
Not a story.
They're not like 10,000 planes landed safely today, right?
Right, exactly. And it's not like, you know, if you think about the corporate world, too, I mean, a lot of people think, you know, many people in the corporate world are crooks because they hear a couple bad things.
Right.
And it's the same thing in Congress. I do think that the most effective long-term lobbyists are the ones that, you know, are ethical, don't manipulate, they try to find the win-win situations. The example I give in the influence game is, you may have heard of Jack Abramoff.
Right.
He obviously did some unethical things, but when you compare what he actually got done with a more ethical lobbyist, you'll see he really did not accomplish a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Most of what he wanted not to pass got passed eventually. Most of the tax breaks he was looking for didn't get passed.
So you're saying
he wanted open,
deception and all that the dark side actually isn't all that effective.
Exactly. I mean, you know, we hear about the Abramoffs of the world. We hear about, you know, members of Congress who are indicted.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they're not going to be, they're not going to be able to make decisions from jail. So there is mm-hmm. that. You do go to jail. But also, it's just not an effective long-term way to make a difference in Washington, D.C. So, yes, they do terrible things.
And would you say
that
your attitude, your approach is more... So you say it's more prevalent than we think, but is it more prevalent than the dark side?
I think it's far more prevalent than the dark side, and I think it's far more prevalent, obviously, than we think. You know, I have seen a great trend here in Washington, D.C., to have members of Congress really focus in more on their constituents. Those are the folks that actually get in to see legislators. I had a chief of staff from the party of the other side of mine tell me that his boss never
which would be the Republicans.
Hey, I was keeping my party secret.
We know you here, but go ahead.
But he's told me that his boss never signs on to bills unless a constituent asks.
Huh.
So I think that wow. And I know many Democrats that are like that too.
I'm glad to hear that.
It's not as bad as people think.
I'm glad to hear that. And so now, would you say that this is a trend that has been there all along, or are you seeing it sort of as a surge in that kind of behavior? Since when?
It's a principle that has been part of, since I've been in Washington, D.C. since 1988, it's a principle that a constituent is a person who the elected official is going to pay attention to and is going to meet with. I will tell you, our firm schedules lobby days, so when groups come into town with their 400 members, we will schedule all their meetings, and we can get 100% of the meetings we request for constituents. So
because people trust you.
Because they give us an address that's in the district.
Right.
the schedulers change all the time. They have no idea who we are. If we can get a district address, they'll schedule the meeting.
I see. I'm glad to, I'm not surprised, but I'm glad to hear that this is what you're focusing on. And you're nonpartisan in your training of groups that want to influence Congress for their industry or whatever. Lobbying is not a bad thing. All lobbying is not a bad thing. It's important to hear for the members of Congress to hear the different sides and to hear one voice from an aggregated group. So you're doing this for all parties, and I'm glad to see that you're doing this kind of training. You know, in the previous hour, we had Ned Ryan on, who's training people how to run for Congress out in the field. And his group is an ethical group. Yours is a very productive and positive ethical group. I'm glad to see that we've got these kinds of folks, ladies and gentlemen. And Stephanie, what I'm hoping is that what you're doing and what some of these other folks are doing is going to accomplish what I've been asking for a long time, and that is for Main Street to take back America from the political class. What do you think?
Well, it's funny because I, even though I'm in the political class, I also think of myself as Main Street because I am a small business owner. I have five employees and have to deal with all that. So, I can see the value of wanting to make sure that our voices are heard.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. Give us your website quickly, please.
Sure.
What's your website?
Oh, www.advocacyguru.com.
As it's always been, the book is called The Influence Game. Stephanie Vance and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.